And she says, now don't get anything, don't get any more than three I can keep clean, because she was just as clean as she could be. Mm-hmm. And she says, I can still wash and I can keep clean. So I walked, and finally down on Pryor Street, I found a little kind of junky looking store, mm-hmm. and I found them in there.
What was this that she wanted to know? What was this long underwear she wearing?
They had the long sleeves and the long legs to them. And she could keep warm that way.
Yeah.
And see, she was so old. And
circulation.
Uh-huh. And so I said, I walked myself nearly to death trying to find that underwear for her the like she wanted. But I finally found it.
Well, you really cared about her. How old did she get to be about? Do you know?
Oh, I think in the early 90s.
Had she been with you since you were little?
She was with us as long as I could remember. And, of course, we just always called her Mammy. She was just almost took over, you know. Because back in those days, they did, you know.
How did she manage with all the children, the boys?
Oh, she managed. When Mother'd go any place, well, we minded.
What did the boys think of?
All of that. We all loved her. Then we had a servant's house out in the backyard. And we had a colored man that stayed in that. And then he did the heavy work. And he helped out on the farm, too, but he'd do the heavy work at the house.
What kind of work did he have to do there?
At the house, light mopping and things that were too heavy for Mother to do.
It's probably
a big help. We had a wonderful childhood life, and I said I was so thankful. I had so many good memories to look back on now. And you know, you don't think about those things as you're growing up. You just take it for granted.
That's right.
Because back in those days, we had that out on the farm. It was out from town, about a mile and a quarter. And of course, we had a big garden out there and always had our own wheat and flour and lard and things like that. And had a great big smokehouse out in the backyard in town, and across the back it had this bin thing that had a lid on it and put salt in it, and as they killed the hogs and all, they would cut that up and put it down in that salt, and so we had meat from the smokehouse all the time. And then they kept something, best I can remember, hanging up in there that well, it was hickory smoke or what they did to it. I don't remember. It's been so many years ago. I know Mother made sausage and stuffed them in little bags, mm-hmm. and hung them up in there. And that all seasoned that way.
Was there a fireplace out there? Was there a fireplace out in that garden?
Oh, no, uh-uh. No.
How did it get
cured? It's cold.
What?
And by the time it got warm weather, all the meat was gone, because
mm-hmm.
we used it. Of course, they never did kill hogs till it got real cold, you know, and we always had meat out in that smokehouse.
Well, who did this? Who killed the animals?
Well, I don't know, but I suppose that my father and the help that he had three tenants on the farm, and they did all that kind of stuff out.